Public Enemy Number One presents The Last Survivor, Chapter 3. There's a leak. The boat smelled of rotten fish and human feces. The men and women on the boat had faces of sorrow and sickness, which were once full of pride and enjoyment. As the boat got closer to its target, Jerome could feel a cold, watery substance on his foot. As he directed his head towards the ground, it was already up to his knees. Sarge, what's all of this?
Water! The boat is leaking! Help!
Shouted Soldier Damien, speaking over Jerome. Now that everybody was looking at the water, rising so slowly, they all turned their gaze to the one and only exit of the capsule. That was, in fact, poorly designed by the general himself. One of the closest soldiers to the metal door leaps in the air, and with great desperation, tries to pry the door open. It won't budge. At this point, Jerome was thinking of his family, and how they would miss him if he died, let alone die on the way to the war. The only things that Jerome had on him were his Swiss Army knife, 3 frag grenades, his tactical assault rifle, his smart pistol, and a heartbeat detector. There was no way that he would make it alive.
"Jerome," the drill sergeant bellowed, "hand me the rocket launcher," the drill sergeant said, who was
only a foot away from the big piece of heavy equipment, said, Sir, you can't just..."
"What did I say, boy? Hand me the gun."
The drill sergeant would have had to lost his mind. There was no way. It was impossible. There's no way that the sergeant could just blow a hole in the door. Not without killing someone. Jerome reached out for the gun, his hand shaking with fear of what was to come next. An explosion. Death. Jerome might even die. Then Jerome comes to a sentence and realizes there's another way to escape. In his back pocket, he has a razor blade. The metal on the top is not as thick as the middle. Maybe if he just... But before he could get up, Sergeant's massive old hands smack him in the face.
"What are you doing, boy? It's up to our necks."
Jerome now realizes the thing. He was spacing out. Everybody was dying. The sergeant swims under the water, picks up the gun, takes aim, and... Jerome's ears ring from the shot of the rocket launcher. Did the sergeant really just do that? There's only one way to find out. Jerome looked up from his cage that he made with his arms to find an image worse than a nightmare. There was the huge hole in the door, which was filling in water. There was also the hole, technically... The whole 3 sides of the door was broken and shattered. The 2 soldiers closest to the door were burnt in half, their bodies turned to a crisp. The lady next to him had her hands on her face. Ma'am, are you okay? He turns her face to find that her eyes are missing. Sarge, is this supposed to..." He looks over at the sergeant, who has his back against the wall, and there's blood dripping from his face. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this pod. Podcast, don't forget to follow me, leave a heart, that's because we're on Podbean, and yeah, this has been Jack Johnson with The Last Survivor by Public Enemy Number One Podcasts, signing off.